Let's talk about having a strong mind. What does it really mean to have mental strength, and why is it so important to have it, especially nowadays in the world of social media and just so much going on in general? I'm also going to give you 3 tips on how you can actively make your mind stronger and build that mental strength that you really need. Having a strong mind protects you from being influenced by others in a way that is not good for you. So having a strong mind means having beliefs and values that you firmly decide are for you. This goes into making sure that the current thoughts that you are allowing into your mind are the thoughts that are going to help you and help you live your best life. Practicing a strong mind when it comes to watching the news or looking at things on social media can really show you how much of a strong mind you have, because if you allow news or things you see to affect you so strongly that they ruin the rest of your day, that is a clear indicator that you haven't developed a strong mind, because not only are you susceptible to all the information around you, but you take the information and you let it penetrate so deep where it affects how you feel for a long period of time. So it doesn't mean that you have to be numb to everything coming in, but you're able to take the information coming in, sort through it according to your values and your beliefs, and then take what serves you and leave the rest. This is why people are so easily influenced by fear tactics, because when you get someone scared, when you get someone feeling like they're in danger in some way, they're so much easier to manipulate. That's why a lot of like politics and marketing is based off of scaring you first and then providing the magic solution to your problem, because you're in such a state of fear now that you're like, okay, well, whatever it is, give it to me. Like, that must be the way. Another way you're being easily influenced is by your role models. And this doesn't just mean the people in your life that are a role model to you. I'm talking more about like the distant role models we have, like celebrities or public figures or people in history that we think are just so great. And you listen to everything that they're saying, you take everything for word, and you think that you have to live by those rules in order to have what they have or be like them. That is a clear indicator that you do not have a strong mind, because you are just listening to what people are saying. You're not doing any more research to verify. You're just taking it for what they're saying and then believing it. You should not be so easily influenced in this way. You should be able to hear what someone says, acknowledge it, say, okay, I hear you, and not just automatically have that belief now for yourself. Like, just because someone said it and that's what they believe to be true for them doesn't mean that it's gonna be true for you. You can hear it and accept it and say, okay, good for you, but you then get to decide if that's something that you are going to live by, if that's something you're gonna apply to yourself. The second form of mental strength, where I talked about having a strong mind in terms of accomplishing your goals and succeeding and creating the life that you want, this has more to do with your resilience. So are you easily defeated by temporary challenges? Are you easily knocked down by obstacles? If you have a goal, looking at your past, right? If you had a goal and something came and blocked you from it, did you keep going? Did you keep trying, or did you just give up? If you just gave up, then that's another indicator that you haven't developed a strong enough mind. You haven't developed that resilience. And there's no secret ingredient to developing resilience. It's just a matter of being resilient and staying persistent. Resilience just basically means that you can go through ups and downs, but you're still gonna keep going regardless. It doesn't mean that you feel different about it. It doesn't mean that something magical is happening. It simply just means that regardless of what outcome is happening, you're gonna keep going until you get what you want, or until you decide that you no longer want that thing. Okay, there's a difference between quitting because you don't have a strong mind, and then there's a difference between realizing that this isn't actually what you wanted and you change your goal. What you don't realize is that with every challenge comes an opportunity. So if you have an obstacle coming your way, instead of going into your weak mind and retreating and running away from the desire, face it head on and say, you know what? This is an obstacle and it's annoying, but I'm still gonna keep going for what I want. So how can I work around this? How can I turn this obstacle into an opportunity? where is the silver lining, right? Where is the little 1% positive in the 99% negative? You have to find that little part and then go with that. Use that to carry you through to continue towards your goal. So let's talk about the three tools that you have to strengthen your mind and strengthen your resilience. The first tool you have is meditation. Meditation is great for improving your mental clarity. It helps you almost like tune out the noise and get back to how you actually feel. So when we're too plugged into social media, the news, and we have all this information around us and we're like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? The world is, you know, going to crap and everything's ruined. Take a moment, set 10 minutes aside to get in a quiet space and clear out all the distractions and focus on your breath and get back to how you actually feel. Get back to your true beliefs. Tap back into your values and your desires. Meditating on a regular basis also builds your discipline because it takes a lot of discipline to sit there with your eyes closed in silence, right? Like, I know there's like guided meditations and there's other things you can do, but even when you're doing those, like, it's still not a super fun thing to do. Like, it's not as fun as scrolling through TikTok, right? It's not as fun as scrolling through Instagram or watching fun YouTube videos, but it takes discipline to focus on being thoughtless and to focus on just your breath or to just focus on the guided meditation. These things take discipline. So when you exercise that discipline on a regular basis, the discipline in the rest of the areas of your life also becomes stronger. So you're gonna have an easier time with your healthy habits. You're gonna have an easier time eating the foods you're supposed to be eating, going to the gym, you know, working on your business. Whatever habits require discipline, you're gonna have an easier time with that. The second tool you have for strengthening your mind is journaling. So getting into a space where you are being truly honest with yourself and you are spilling out your emotions, this helps provide so much clarity, because when you have all these thoughts and all these external sources and everything in your mind, it's so overwhelming. You don't know what you believe. So meditation obviously helps clear your mind, get you back into that calm feeling where you can then make decisions. Journaling does the same thing. You rant out everything you need to write, and then you're able to clear your mind and tap back into what you actually want. Writing is also very helpful for thinking and brainstorming ideas. So if you need to build that resilience for yourself, writing out your goals, writing out your plans, this all helps build up that motivation. Like, even if you have an obstacle and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Maybe I should just give up. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe this was the wrong move for me. Journal it out. Ask yourself, you know, write this on a piece of paper, write this in your journal. Ask yourself, how can I overcome this obstacle? Why did I even want to do this in the first place? Okay. When you ask yourself these things and then you have like a written prompt, you have to write something. So start writing out all the things that come to your mind, and you're going to be able to get down to that limiting belief that is keeping you from staying persistent in your goal. So once you figure out what the poison is, you're able to address it with the right medicine. Okay, but if you don't know what's poisoning you, you don't know what to do. You don't know what the cure is. You don't know how to move forward. The third tool you have for having a stronger mind is your conscious choices. So I know we can't always control the feelings and the thoughts and reactions and things, but there is a certain degree of control that we have over our conscious choices. So as much as like you have to forgive yourself for the times where you just reacted automatically and this and that, you also have to take some accountability for your conscious choices. So yes, you made a mistake, or yes, you allowed a certain thought pattern to infect you and infect the rest of your day, but you still have the ability to make conscious choices in the present moment. So every single day and every single moment, you need to actively choose faith over fear. Having faith in yourself, having faith in your abilities, having faith in your ability to figure things out. Maybe you know you don't have the answer right now, but if you have faith that you'll get the answer, it'll be a lot easier to get an answer. Just saying, I have a strong mind. I can decipher what is aligned and what is not aligned. I have a strong enough mind to reach my goals. I'm strong enough to overcome challenges. Even just saying those things bring out that strength in you. Even saying it is showing strength. So even using an affirmation is practicing mental strength, because even if a reality isn't shown to you, the fact that you are claiming it, even if it hasn't been shown to you yet, that is strength. That is what it means to have a strong mind. Hearing some kind of negative news on social media or politics and saying, you know what, even though this may be true for this situation, it's not the whole world. This doesn't apply to everybody, and we can still progress as society even though this thing is happening. Choosing those beliefs and choosing those perspectives every single day, that is mental strength. And that is how you practice building a strong mind. So you don't allow just any little thing to knock you off your pedestal, to knock you off your high vibe, right? To knock you off of your goals. You stay persistent either with your specific goals, or you stay persistent with the belief that this world gets to be a good place for everybody. And society and humanity gets to progress regardless of whatever garbage is on the news or whatever garbage is happening in politics or in social media or in other parts of the world or in other parts of your community. Like, whatever is happening, it matters and it needs to be addressed and it needs to be dealt with. But regardless of everything happening, society is going to continue to grow, humanity is going to continue to prosper, end of story. When you affirm these things, that is showing mental strength. And by the way, there's not going to be an end result to this. Like, there's no, oh, this is having a strong mind and this is not having a strong mind. Like, every single day you're going to be growing more and more, and there's going to be times where your mind is a little bit weaker, more vulnerable, just like there's going to be times where you're more firm and more strong. The point is that overall, through the ups and downs, the trend is going upward. You know when you see a chart and it's like the one, you know, the chart for the past 30 days of sales or something, and then you see like the lines going up and down, but then you zoom out and you're like, oh, what about in the past year? It's like little lines going up and down, but overall it's going up. Okay, it's like going up and down, upwards. So that's how your life gets to be, and that's how your mind gets to go. It doesn't have to be perfect every day, but as long as you're actively, consciously choosing growth and choosing confidence and choosing strength, that's all you need to do, babe. Check out all of my other resources. They're all linked in the description. Feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. Remember, if you have any content requests, let me know in the comments. Love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.